What's up, Atlanta? It's a Wednesday, hump day with Turtle. And that's right, full four once again, so you know what that means. It's me, it's you, and it's Big O, and we're talking. 404-726-0929. Got some good guests that are going to stop by along the way, but other than that, it is me, and it is you. Just got back from our company holiday party. I will say this. It took me a nice little plate to go so I could have some dinner later. I did sample. I had one slice of pizza, and I had a mini chicken salad finger sandwich, Orin, both phenomenal. And I will say good job by our friends at Politan Row, who catered the event. So big thanks to them. And it was nice to see some faces. Saw our buddy Josh Agadone. Saw Day-Day. Saw a couple of sales and behind-the-scenes people that I don't get to see very often, that we mostly communicate through email. So it's always nice to see those guys. Of course, to see the head honcho, Rick Caffey, who is Mike Conti's boss. So, you know, Mike Conti is the head honcho around here. Well, Rick Caffey, he doesn't just run 92.9. He runs the whole shebang here at Odyssey Atlanta, and he was leading the proceedings. So it was great to see him as well. And I got to see my buddy JR, JR Sports Brief, who works here in Atlanta. He does work for our sister station, the Infinity Sports Network, soon to be the Westwood One Sports Radio Network. So it was good to see JR. I asked him what he had going on, what his plans were. That dude is impressive. If you ever get a chance to meet or listen to JR, he's got a million different things going on. He's does a lot of volunteer work and was a good buddy of mine going all the way back to when I was a employee of the Infinity / CBS Sports Network. So that was pretty cool. Got to see everybody. Of course, there were people, you know, getting involved in the festivities and, you know, having a few libations. Of course, I was not participating because I got to be with y'all for the next 4 hours. May have a beer or two when I get home because we got to watch a Falcons game tomorrow. And you know what that means. Drinks will be flowing heavily. I will be at Smith's Old Bar. Let me get the plug in early and get it in often here. I will be at Smith's Old Bar tomorrow in Midtown from 8 to 10. Doing a Falcons watch party. Love doing the watch parties with y'all. Always have great crowds, so come on down, have a drink, have some food, and we will get through this game together. And if that doesn't entice you, Orin, how about this? How about a Jesse Bates jersey? How about a signed Jesse Bates jersey? How about other Falcons giveaways, including potentially some free tickets? And how about the Bud Light football toss where you can win a trip to the Super Bowl? If all those things don't entice you, then just come hang out with your boy. Come see me. I'll be there from 8 to 10. And then you know the drill. I'll be taking my behind right back here to the studio to do the Falcons flyover. So I get a long late night with y'all tomorrow. We're going to be at Smith's Old Bar from 8 to 10. And then I'll be here with you right here in the Kia Studios until 3 a.m., Orin, taking your calls on the Bucks and the Falcons. So that's what I got going on. Here's what we have going on. Guys, gals, we need to talk. Because this Raheem Morris potentially coming back thing is gaining way too much traction for my liking. I put up a poll at C. Thomas Radio. Go vote. If Raheem Morris comes back, what are your honest thoughts? Do you think he can turn this thing around with the right coaching staff around him? Or is this thing just too far gone? 404-726-0929. I mean, this thing is starting to gain some real heat. Now, there's been nothing, let's make it clear, there's been nothing substantiated outside of Raheem Morris saying that he knows that Arthur Blank has confidence in him. Well, that's great, but, you know, when you're 25 games under 500 as a head coach after the season, I could see that confidence may be wavering just a little bit. But after he said that, you know, the scuttlebutt and the innuendo on social media started to pick up a little bit to the point where you can't ignore it. Now it's everywhere. Now you're seeing it. You know, again, it's not being reported as a fact or anything like that, but the scuttlebutt and the speculation is really starting to ramp up. So I'm not saying it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. What I want to know is how you will feel if it does happen. 404-726-0929. And I know there are some Raheem Morris supporters still out there, and I want to hear from y'all. Because if you think he's done enough, good enough of a job, or if you think he should remain for continuity's sake, or if you think he should remain because if he gets a different offensive coordinator, a different special teams coach, that he could be a successful head coach here for the Falcons. So I definitely want to hear from you. Don't be afraid to call in if you're a Raheem supporter. I want to have an honest conversation, as we always do here on Chris Thomas Tonight. I got the whole first hour here, blew it out to take your calls, because I know this is going to be a hot topic. I'm going to take calls in every hour, but I know this is going to be a hot topic. So right off the bat, I wanted to make sure that we got our chance to talk. We'll have some guests on, but again, in between those, it's me and you and this topic. Because I wanted to wait. And it's ironic that I heard Mike Bell and Mike Johnson, who's in for Carl, talking about this earlier, ironically enough. So we were clearly on the same page that today is the day to talk about this, because I thought it was a little premature before we got to today. Now, I did ask Joe Patrick about this yesterday. I asked him, you know, are you hearing he's at Flowery Branch every day? What's the scuttlebutt? What's going on around this situation? And this is what Joe Patrick had to say about the potential that Raheem Morris could be back in 2026.
Yeah, you know, I talked about this on episode of Joe Patrick on Football, which we'll probably be publishing tomorrow. I know I recorded it today, but I've like heard the talk, like, and I don't know if this is just like kind of media members talking to media and kind of like, you know, what do you think? And like story, like narratives kind of, or not narratives, but just like assumptions, I guess, will start to get made because of that. I don't think that, yeah, it's weird that it would change like more in Raheem's favor in like the 48 hours since that debacle against Seattle. And that's why for me, it's hard to make sense of that line of thinking. You know, I think the notion is that like this team is kind of not going to be good next year. And so you might as well keep a coach like him around just to kind of suffer through that year. But I actually see it as the opposite. I see it as like you need to get, if you are kind of leaning towards making a change, whether it's now or a year from now, whatever, like you should just get that project underway right now so you can start to build the building blocks. And maybe even if it is a down year, you can allow a new coach to get familiar with some of the players and how he wants to utilize some of these pieces. So whether there's any truth to that, I don't know. I think obviously the state, maybe what has triggered this was Raheem Morris saying that, you know, Arthur Blank has 100% confidence, or, you know, has his 100% belief in him. I forget the exact quote that was said, but we'll see. You know, I think all the speculation will obviously come into clear view here in about a month, where we'll get some real answers after the season.
Yeah, and I don't think it would happen before the season. So what do you guys think? You heard my take. You heard Joe's take. What's yours? How are you going to feel, honestly, if the Falcons bring back Raheem Morris for 2026? 404-726-0929. Is there a world in which that could happen, in which you'd buy into the process? 404-726-0929. I see the lines are starting to fill up, so we will take your calls as soon as we get back. It's Chris Thomas Tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app.